Good morning. Okay, here we go. I'd like to call the 6th Osage Nation Congress to order. 2020 Hunka session. Today's date is April 1, 2020. The time is 10 a.m. And the first item on our agenda is prayer. And I would like to ask OFPR Director, Mr. Sam Guild, if you would render our morning prayer for us, sir.
Yes, sir, I'd be glad to. Please bow your heads with me. Lord, thank you for helping us through this trying time and this crisis that the nation is going through. Please help the Congress make good decisions and work for the best of the Osage people. And please help us all be safe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Guild, for that morning prayer. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
President.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Not here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Just briefly like to announce that again, appreciate everybody's effort yesterday in getting us through day two. The committees, committee chairs, for your diligence and your work. Also, just let it be known that today it's in the congressional chambers. It's just myself and the clerk, Shanna Rubidoux, are the only ones present today. Congresswoman Stabler chose to stay at home because of the light schedule. And so she is joining us today via the GoToMeeting. So again, we're working, we're doing the will of the people, and I appreciate and respect each and every one of you for your commitment to the Osage people at this time. So next item on the agenda is the approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, Whitehorn.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to approve the legislative journal March 31st as presented.
This is Speaker Tillman on ask the clerk on page 3 under motions and notices. Very first, Congresswoman Good Fox announces a Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to be held immediately following session. Is immediately capitalized or not capitalized?
Generally, it's capitalized.
It's capitalized. I just wondered in the middle of a sentence we start capitalizing a word. I didn't know. I'm just checking. Grammar, spell check, that's just me.
Gotcha.
Motion on the floor to approve the minutes or the journal. We have a second. And we have a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. The journal is approved. Next item on the agenda is reports. of select committees. Do we have any reports of select committees at this time?
Mr. Speaker.
Was that, who was that? Congressman Potts? Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is Congressman Potts. I'd like to report that the Appropriations Committee met yesterday to consider ONCA 2002, an act to amend the Treasury Law at 15 ONC 2311 and to insert Section 2 through 23 to require continuous access to financial records of the Osage Nation Congress and add a penalty for preventing access and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action was due pass with 5 yes votes from Potts, Bigfors, Edwards, Stabler, Whitehorn, 1 absent Walker. I'd also like to report ONCR 2008. Preparations Committee met yesterday to consider ONCR 2008, resolution to approve new fiscal year 2021 annual revenue projections for the Osage Nation with updated revenues to establish budget outlays for the branches as well as for the next 5 years. Final committee action is due pass with amendments with 4 yes votes from Potts, Whitehorn, Big Horse, and Edwards, 2 no votes, Walker, and Stabler.
Thank you, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any other reports of select committees?
Mr. Speaker, Congressman Big Horse.
Congressman Big Horse, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, sir. Government Operations Committee met yesterday, March the 31st of 2020, to consider resolution ONCR 20-01. A resolution to recognize the employees of Osage Casinos, their perseverance in the face of its claims of the compact. The sponsor was Congressman Potts. Final committee action was a due pass recommendation with 6 yes votes from Bitmox, Potts, Hillman, Walker, Maker, and Big Horse. And that's all for it.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Any other reports of select committees? Seeing none, next item on the agenda is reports of standing committees. Are there any reports of standing committees at this time?
Mr. Speaker, this is Alice Goodflux.
Congresswoman Goodflux, the floor is yours.
Well, the Commerce Committee met and we did send our appointees out, but Shanna, I'm trying to tap on my download and it's just not letting me. So can someone read it for me that has that if you have it handy?
Sure.
Thank you.
I have it handy.
Who was
let me get to the very first one that was presented in my files here. Okay, I had it. Commerce, Gaming, and Land met to consider our appointees for boards. The first one would be a lot of pages here to scroll through. Mr. Eddie Redigal, his board that he was appointed to was ONES LLC. The committee found that the candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service. Voting yes were Goodfox, Pratt, Whitehorn, Lemon, Walker, and Stabler. We also met on Mr. Anthony Webb, also appointed to ONES LLC board. The committee found that the candidate was qualified by education experience and there were no legal or ethical barriers to service. Voting yes, Goodfox, Pratt, Whitehorn, Lemon, Walker, and Stabler. We also met on Mr. Mark Sims. He was an appointee to the Gaming Enterprise Board. The final committee action was candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes for Goodfox, Pratt, Whitehorn, Lemon, Walker, and Stabler. Thank you. I believe that was it.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Good Fox and Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Shannon Edwards.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I have a motion for interviews, to place interviews on the agenda tomorrow. Would this be an appropriate time to make that motion?
Well, I'm still on reports of standing committees, and I still have another agenda item 6, General Order Day 1, second reading to go. We're not on motions and notices yet.
Okay.
Are there any other reports of standing committees at this time? Seeing none, next item on the agenda, General Order Day 1, second reading, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to read ONCR 2007, a resolution to establish the consent of the Osage Nation Congress to the alienation of property and for the property to be conveyed to Osage Innovative Solutions, LLC, in compliance with the grant award.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. ONCR 20-07 will advance to General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda. We are now in motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices to be made at this time?
Speaker.
Congressman Walker.
I move to waive the rule and place the following motions on today's agenda for consideration of confirmation. Marvin Stepson, Senator Shandru, Shannon Lockett, Harry Hazen, Debbie Cheshawala, Marta Brown, Mark Penn, Monty Bollinger, Michael Bristow, Mike Wellner, Gary Berg, Paul Beemore, Anthony Webb, and Eddie Red Eagle Jr. Second.
Motion and a second.
Speaker, I have an amendment.
Mr. Speaker, Congresswoman Lemon.
There's no debate.
There's no debate.
So, I have an amendment.
I also have an amendment. This is Congresswoman Lemon.
Congresswoman Edwards, your amendment.
I move to amend the motion of Congressman Walker to strike Michael Bristow and place an interview of Michael Bristow on tomorrow's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Mr. Speaker, Whitehorn.
Are we in discussion?
I need to hear the
motion. One moment, please.
I don't have.
One moment, please.
We have a
discussion to the motion. To the amendment.
I'm not discussing. I need a copy of the motion. I couldn't get all of those names. So could we please have a copy of the motion to know what we're voting on, please?
I sent the motion out this morning. Do I need to resend it?
Let me go if I can retrieve it from my email. Yeah, I was getting ready for session.
Speaker.
Could I have a brief recess to review the motion so I can know if I need to make an amendment also?
Speaker Tillman, Walker.
One moment, please. We have a motion. We have a second. We were in discussion.
No discussion,
but there was an amendment.
There's no discussion on
the amendment. Mr. Speaker.
And there's no discussion on the amendment, I am told.
Mr. Speaker.
One moment.
Congressman Potts, go ahead and recognize him.
Congressman Potts.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to raise a point of order. I don't believe that a rule of suspension is amendable.
We're currently looking up that, Congressman Potts. So I would just ask everyone to, as our parliamentarian and our clerk is looking up your request. Okay, so let's backtrack just a little bit. And we were on, we began with Congressman Walker's motion to suspend the rules and place the list of names for confirmation on today's agenda. Correct, Congressman Walker?
Point of inquiry.
Just a moment, if I can finish, please. I'm just backtracking for clarity. Was that correct, Congressman Walker?
That is correct.
And then there was a second, I believe, by Congressman Big Horse. And then
yes, sir.
It is a rule suspension, so there is no debate. And then Congresswoman Edwards wants to make an amendment to the motion.
But it is not.
And it is not amendable. And that answers Congressman Potts' question. Is that correct? Previous to Congressman Potts' point of order, Congresswoman Whitehorn asked for a 5-minute recess to be able to go over Congressman Walker's amendment. Congresswoman Whitehorn, are you still needing that recess?
No, I'm not needing that recess. I just think this is hasty. I've already read through it. I don't need the recess.
I
ask for a point of order.
So now we are on Congresswoman Edwards' point of order.
And my question is there a hierarchy when there would be or could be a motion to place interviews on tomorrow's agenda? And if not, then the only way to have that motion made is to vote down this motion to suspend the rule. Is that correct?
Speaker, would like to recognize the clerk of Congress.
There is no hierarchy established in our rules where an interview takes precedence over a confirmation. It just says that a motion of either or can be made by any member of this body.
So we are back to the motion from Congressman Walker, and the second was made by Congressman Big Horse. Everyone has read the motion. Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Motion fails 7-5. Are there any other motions and notices at this time?
Speaker Shannon Edwards.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to place an interview of Michael Bristow, candidate to the Health Authority Board, on tomorrow's agenda. Or Friday. Can I say tomorrow or Friday, depending on his availability?
I need a clear motion.
On tomorrow's agenda.
Motion on the floor. Motion dies for lack of a second. Are there any other motions and notices at this time?
I have some more motions.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I, Shannon Edwards, member of the 6th Osage Congress, move the Congress to form a select committee of inquiry under Congressional Rule 12 to review the list of allegations below against Congresswoman Angela Pratt, an elected official of the Osage Congress, that, if true, would constitute grounds for removal. Number one, as an officer of the Osage Nation Congress, Congresswoman Pratt has intentionally failed to carry out her duty and responsibility under Congressional Rule 7.41C to place ethics violations allegations against her by the Skytube Johnson O'Malley Parent Committee on a Congressional Select Committee of Jurisdiction agenda. Number two, as an officer of the Osage Nation Congress, Congresswoman Angela Pratt has intentionally misused her office to publicly advocate for and solicit a committee recommendation that violates Article 12 of the Osage Constitution and the inalienable right of all Osage citizens who may be subject to a removal trial, period. Number three, Congresswoman Angela Pratt has repeatedly engaged in racial discrimination under her apparent authority against Osage officials and congressional staff that violates Article 10, Section 3 of the Osage Nation Constitution, Osage Nation Ethics Laws, and Congressional Rule 4.5. These allegations, if true, constitute grounds for removal from office for cause, for malfeasance in office, undermining the integrity of the office, willful neglect of office, disregard of constitutional duties and oath of office, arrogation of power, and abuse of the government process. The approximate dates of the alleged conduct are January 1 to 30, 2019, March 29 to April 23, 2019, September 9 to 30, 2019, February
18 to 27, 2020. Is that the motion? The motion has been made. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Can we identify?
Mason.
Congressman Mason with the second. There is no debate. Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Majority is present. Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Engaging.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Is that a yes or no?
No.
I don't
know.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
No.
Fails.
Motion fails.
I have another motion.
Mr. Speaker, Whitehorn.
Congresswoman Edwards, do you mind if I address Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Mr. Speaker, I received documents in my email. I was only able to read through one this morning that are background on these motions. I have not been able to read the following two. I move for a 20-minute recess so I can read the documents that were presented to us pertaining to this vote that we're taking.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please. for a 20-minute recess.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Stabler.
I'm sorry, my mute was on and I kept voting. No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Motion passes. We'll be in recess for 20 minutes. Let's reconvene at 10:50. We're in recess.